I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing.
He's
the afternoon J.U.B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. Oh. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J.U.B.
That's right. It is 2:38 on a Tuesday here on the Sweet Spot, and that means one thing one thing only. And Ham, I believe this is sponsored?
Globe Life.
It's time for some afternoon jubs, so we say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of those Courage Boys in the morning, the Marconi-winning George Dunham. Hi, Jub.
Sweet Spot, I thought about you boys last night when that home run by Josh Young was sailing over the wall. That make you guys happy?
Oh, dude,
we
and the Jock Peterson one too.
Yeah,
I think we were running my around gosh. In here.
So what is he doing? Putting him up? Genius.
Oh, he was getting booed too when he stepped into the batter's box, and then he just told everybody, "Don't f with me." I thought of you, George, when he said that. I was like, "All right."
That's so funny you say that, because I could even read. I am the worst lip reader ever. But I could read his lips.
It's
on
funny
that one.
How we can lip read one word and it's the F word. Like, we can tell when that one. I was like, oh yeah, okay. I think it was.
That's it.
That's a hard F.
I am
there.
So bad at it. I will sometimes show a replay to my wife to get a translation, and it's amazing. Why are girls so good at that?
At reading lips.
I mean, they're better communicators, I guess, or that's what they say anyway.
Yeah, and
paying attention.
Don't you remember in school too? They would like carry on conversations the other side of the room with each other. Anyway,
well, we're just kind of dumb. Dudes are just dumb.
Yeah,
yeah. We don't care really about communicating. We just want to drop F bombs and hit bombs.
Okay, I know you're not a big cursor, because even when we've hung out off the air, you don't curse much. But if there was a curse word that you could make completely legal and compliant with the FCC, which one would it be?
Oh, like, man, that is a great
question.
What's
Jeff's
the C word?
Cuss word.
We're in a
no, the
C period.
Word has always driven me crazy. That we just need to totally get rid of that word.
It is pretty jarring.
That's the worst cuss word.
I've been with you in a car and you yelled at a driver that cut you off before.
I have never, no. I've never
filthy.
Said that.
You've never been in a car with Jub.
We were in a Geo Metro driving around.
Just test driving it.
Man, that's a good one. Let's see. The seven words you can't say. S, F, P,
C-S. That's a heavy one.
Yep.
That one means business.
That'll get you ejected from the ball game.
T. Okay, the T word. How about that? Let's bring back that one.
Okay. You can talk me into that. It's fun.
It is.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not really that bad.
Nah.
How did that word really get? I mean, why can't you say?
You can say it in the right.
No, you
terms.
Can't. Not on the radio.
If you say sugar in front of it.
No, you can't.
I don't think so. You can put mouse after the singular,
yeah,
and I think you're okay.
Sure.
We have a drop of Ty Walker saying.
I know, and I don't know how it gets played. Because
well, let's play it.
He was naming his
the titmouse is a type of bird, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. I was just asking a question that had nothing to do with what we were talking
Look,
about.
Look, we can go tit for tat.
Okay. Yeah, some don't
well,
make sense.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go tit for tat right now.
Or if you have an itty-bitty committee, that one works too.
Again, no. Yeah, to be able to say, I think the S word should be legalized on the radio. Like, we can say poop, and we can say dookie.
Or crap.
Or crap.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that, though.
Well, it can't be the active sense. It has to be in the past.
Yes, it seems like we were lectured once about talking too much about excrement. Yeah.
Who lectured you?
Including drops, Ham. You missed that meeting.
Post-Janet Jackson meeting.
If anyone can get this going.
Man.
It's you, George.
No, stop it. Everything changed after that.
You can't show your anymore.
What is he doing?
Killing it? Crushing it? Which one?
Making awesome radio. I don't know.
Can we pause it for a second?
Okay.
I don't know what you guys are hearing, but I'm hearing a board op just crush it right now.
What a hole.
On fire.
He's destroying.
So, George, we have Picks with Friends coming up right around the corner. And
yeah, and you're insane.
So you heard my just... you heard my payoff.
You have, yes, and you have maybe already lost the league as commissioner.
Oh, no.
Okay, then this happens every year, though, around this time is when we have, because I think we're having our first official meeting Thursday for Picks with Friends with everybody involved during the invasion. And every time, whatever the punishment gets thrown out, nobody likes it. And it takes a month for us to settle on something. And that's the thing with a good punishment, is people aren't going to like it. But the P1s are going to love
fine,
it.
But between Corby bringing up skydiving.
Which I've done. And that's already been done.
Okay, fine. But I would never do it. I would never sign on that line.
It's pretty frightening. I'm not going to lie to you.
Imagine.
But when you're doing it, it's awesome. Like
it is.
I have dreams about skydiving still. It's great.
I have dreams about you skydiving. It's pretty hot.
I just know that I would be too much for the parachute, and it wouldn't work.
You have some dude strapped to your back.
Yeah. We would all of a sudden start talking about our combined weight and go, oh, no.
You
and then we'd say the T word, and then we'd,
the ham of instructors latched on your back like a little spider monkey.
Yeah, no, and your idea is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We're not doing Stuck on You. Classic, and you know it.
Or the Abby and Brittany payoff, whatever you want to call it. But to reset it, so to change things up this year, we have two divisions. It's morning and afternoon. You have, instead of one loser, you have two losers. You have a morning loser and an afternoon loser. And you have to be joined together by either a bungee cable, a six-foot rope, for 48 hours at the Super Bowl.
Because Junior would sign on to possibly do this, right, George?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
You're trying to add teams to the league, and those teams don't want to be in the league. Those cities don't want football.
Well, if he is added, it makes it a better chance that you don't lose. It's better odds if you add more.
You're watering down the league.
Need a morning team, add Daddy, and add that as a possibility of being tethered to Daddy.
That's fine. I don't care. If we add someone else, that is fine. But I just know no one is going to agree to that, to have me tethered to Bob, which would be, I guess, a dream matchup for everybody.
That would be great. And it's the thing is,
and also I said, okay, Bob, go ahead and go in there and do your business and shut the door as best you can and
turn the
wedge
on
the ski rope in between the frame and the door best you can and just go ahead and do it. No.
Okay, if you had to pick last year's punishment where you have to drive to New Orleans with a little doll and you have to make stops all along the way and spend the entire week with this silly little doll, or you have 2 days where you're just hanging out with one of your best friends just for 2 days and then it's over.
Oh, give me the drive with Spunt all over again.
That's the worst question you've ever asked.
Spunt
seems so easy comparatively.
Yeah, no one, Mino, no one is agreeing to this.
Or you could
just not get impeached. I may file for impeachment. Proceedings.
It sounds like George is being Bryce Harper and you're being Rob Manfred right now. And he's
just
telling
pick
you
the
to,
games right. Beat Donovan. Beat
he's
Matt.
Telling you to F off.
I can't. Haven't you? I can't.
Just imagine Matt and Bob stuck together, and Matt is taking Bob to breweries all day.
Or I would love Corby and George, and George is getting a little acid.
I don't want this. No, I don't want this for anybody. I don't. And mainly because I projected on someone else. I don't want someone to be tethered to me. I'm a beating. I don't want to be around myself.
Okay, how about this?
Downwind you got going?
How about this, George? Because you love the movie Stuck on You so much, just like I do. It's underrated.
Yes,
and
that
hilarious.
Is great. What that if is you an had amazing a, documentary.
What if the loser has a full-size mannequin of themselves and they do the whole Stuck on You thing for like a couple days to where... You're going around with somebody dressed up just like you, but you're attached
to the
hip.
It's not the same thing, though, right?
It's not the same thing.
You're
it's
still stuck
not the same
thing.
But you're also not getting Craig to participate on a morning team.
Yeah.
So.
I would do that. I would do that, and we could even wear the double-vested hockey jersey and
burgers.
I would do that.
Yeah, go work at a greasy spoon.
We still have to have it.
Man, they could make hamburgers so fast. Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
It still needs to be a good payoff for the listener. Like if we have a dummy or something, like it's a funny visual payoff, but it needs to be something that can translate to the radio where we can do bits with it. And that's why I think my idea is funny, is because you have your two favorites on two shows.
But they can do that without having
days.
To be tethered.
Yeah, but this is funnier.
No.
It's more painful.
It is more painful.
Man, I know. And
you get to sleep
in the same
room.
I've talked to the other league representatives, and they are not happy about this.
Okay.
Ooh. The Mino tenure is
too small.
It's very controversial.
This was Roger Goodell taking over and wanting to put skirts on the whole league day one.
No, I'm trying to make the league more physical is what I'm trying. I'm going back to the good old days.
Oh, man. I don't see how you're going to get this passed. I don't think this will pass the Senate. I really don't.
Do we have any other ideas? Okay, if George was commissioner, if you were ineligible to lose this year, what would your ideal payoff be?
Man, I don't know.
If you
know.
Could just name your price.
Yeah, I don't know. You're catching me. You're catching me unprepared. I don't have a good alternative for you this afternoon, but just not that. I would almost take anything. Well, I'm not going to say that because you'll come up with something worse. And I really do feel snake bitten. Like I just, it's in my head now when I sit down and I look at these 10 games. Yeah. And I hear that in my head and everyone laughing at me. It's terrible.
Okay. Real quick.
I may retire.
And again, this is just spitballing. The Super Bowl's in San Francisco this coming year.
It is.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite Super Bowl moments was when you encountered Hala. What if the loser had to go to like Haight-Ashbury and hang out in a Cowboys cheerleader outfit for like a night?
Okay, I like that. I also like dressing as the crazy prospector for the entire week.
Okay, a whole week.
Okay.
And as you go through media security, you have to say, "Ooh, I love the 49er."
See, this is George playing to his strengths right here.
You got to remember, though, Paula had Paula tattooed on his head.
Well, we can get a stencil and just.
I'm saying, but he had
a temporary tat.
Fully buy in.
Boy, how do you think Hala's doing right now?
I hope Hala's with us.
I think he's running for Congress right now.
He probably is. He could probably get elected in Florida. Hey, by the way, have you seen the bear go after the Kraken mascot?
No.
I guess not.
I'll look that one up real quick.
Buoy.
Yeah, buoy.
Buoy. I did see Blooper at the Speedway Classic, which was pretty funny, where he was just rolling down the track.
He's got human skin.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. And he doesn't wear pants. Yeah. It's flesh colored.
Well, but neither did funny. Porky Pig.
Yeah. Can't watch it anymore.
Yeah, check out the and why the bear. Kraken mascot was fly fishing.
Oh my god,
I don't
it's
know.
A real life bear.
He's got waders on.
What are we doing?
Look how ticked the bear is. He hates the Kraken.
Well, yeah.
The Kraken's kind of just toying with it.
No.
Oh no, he's running after it.
See? How about that? How about we put like 32 mascots in the Okay, how about that? The loser has to fly to Alaska and run through the stream dressed as a mascot.
Or how about just be a mascot for the whole week at the Super Bowl?
Okay. Or wear the Lady Gaga meat dress.
I could do like a legit mascot, though, like movie quality.
But during your show, you just have to take the head off and put the headset on, so you're sitting there in a bear outfit. Or
we find a way to get it underneath the helmet.
Oh, I want Killer to fashion a giant one that goes over your big head.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be great.
You're talking
and
to
boy,
Dan,
would you get all sorts of attention on media night. It'd be great.
Yeah, you'd get all the guests. Because everybody loves mascots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to come talk to the chicken.
Mascot chicken. It's the ticket chicken. Look at that, George. We made progress today.
Okay.
We're negotiating.
Yeah.
Still like the stuck on you / Abby and Brittany payoff the most, but we'll keep it in discussions. Keep it going.
All right, we'll talk more about it on Thursday.
Can't wait. All right, George.
Love you, George.
We'll talk Thursday.
Stop it, Ham.
We'll talk next week.
See you, boys.